Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Isaiah 38, verse 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith who?
The Lord.
The Lord. Set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. So that proves that in this case, it was God's will for him to not be healed, but to die. Well, the Lord said it. It does not prove that. Rest of the passage proves otherwise. The Lord said, go back to verse 1. What did the Lord say? Set your house in order. Get your affairs together. Get ready to die. Why? Because you shall die and not live. Now, if the Lord tells you you're going to die, what's going to happen? Maybe not. So if the Lord said you're going to die, you're going to die. Not here, it didn't. That's not how this turned out. Somebody said, I thought you said God doesn't change. He doesn't. I thought you said truth is eternal and it doesn't change. It is. And it doesn't change. Guess who changed here? Guess who changed here? It wasn't God. It wasn't His will. It wasn't His word. It wasn't Him deciding, you know, well, when I talked to you this morning, I wasn't feeling much like healing. But you know, I had a good afternoon and okay. Let's hear you. Is God fickle?
No.
Absolutely not. The Lord said, set your house in order, you're going to die. You shall die and not live. No maybes. Verse 2. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. He got real with God. He thought, this is serious. I'm about to die. I don't want to die. I'm too young to die. I don't want to die. So verse 3, he said, remember, Lord, I've walked before you in truth with a perfect heart. I've done what's good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Now, it didn't tell you everything he said and did. Turning his face to the wall is a picture of turning away from everybody and everything and you focusing completely on God and getting serious and real with Him.
Yes. Yes.
And in his conversation with God and talking to God, some things happened in him, some things changed in him. Come on, can you see this? Prayer doesn't change God. You can change in prayer. God doesn't change. Doesn't need to. And verse 4. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go, say to Hezekiah, Thus says the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add to your days 15 years. 15 years. Things have changed. Did God change? Well, the Bible said God don't change. Then what happened here? In verse 9, Hezekiah sat down and wrote some things after he'd been healed. The writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and was recovered of his sickness. Verse 16, he said, O Lord, By these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit, so will you recover me and make me to live. Verse 19, the living, he shall praise you as I do this day. The Father to the children shall make known your what?
Truth.
Your what?
Truth.
What was the truth? Look at verse 20. What was the truth? The Lord was ready to save. He was ready to save him when he told the prophet to go tell him he's going to die. He was always ready to save him. Well, what's he telling him? You might say it like this. Under the present circumstances, this is what's going to happen. You're going to die. Set stuff in order. But Hezekiah got serious with God. Spent some serious time praying and seeking God. Some changes happened in him, and I mean immediately. He tells the man of God, go back and tell him. I heard your prayer. I saw your tear. I saw the adjustments you made in your heart. I saw the changes. I'm going to raise you up. I'm going to add to you another 15 years. And the revelation, he said, I'm going to proclaim the truth, the Father to the children. I'm going to make known your truth. Verse 20, the Lord was ready to save me. Somebody say, this is the truth. This is the truth. Everybody on the planet that's lost, the Lord's ready to save them. Come on, is that true? I don't care how mean they've been. I don't care how ugly they've been, how cruel they've been. Is the Lord right now ready to save them? He's ready to receive them, hallelujah, and do for them what Jesus has bought and paid for. Is he ready? Is he also ready? Every person on the planet that's sick with anything, I don't care if it's a toenail problem or terminal cancer, is the Lord ready? Is he ready? Come on, is he ready? Somebody say, he's ready, he's ready, he's ready. That this way, he said save here, but that's one of the big words in the Bible. If you look up like the Greek word that's translated save or salvation, it doesn't just mean save from hell. It includes healing. Sometimes it's translated healed. He was ready to save me. Save me from what? From dying with a stinking disease. He was ready to raise me up.
That's right.
He was ready to heal me. Somebody said he's ready to heal.
Yeah.
He's ready. He's ready to forgive. He's ready to heal. Always.
Yeah.
Always. Every hour of every day and every moment of every night. It wasn't God's perfect will for him to die right then, that way, with that disease, even though he told the prophet to go tell him, you're going to die. Get ready. Because he was. But when he changed some things, he found out the Lord was ready to heal me.
Glory.
When he told me I was going to die. This is revelation. Come on, can you see this? This is revelation. Look what else. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we'll sing my songs to stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. He said, I got at least another 15 years, and we're going to sing and praise God, all of them. I would think that's a good use of your healing, right? He said, there's going to be some music around here praising God all the time. Verse 21, for Isaiah had said, let them take a lump of figs and lay it for a plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover. Really? This passage just turns a bunch of people's ideas on its head. But you know, the truth does that to incorrect theories. Well, this is a natural assist. And it didn't just come from somebody in the palace. It came from the prophet. He obviously got this from the Lord. Take a lump of figs, make a plaster, put it on the boil. Well, why do you need to do that? And he shall recover. People struggle so between medicine and faith for healing. And you shouldn't. I said, you shouldn't. You know, Jesus, on one occasion, he spit and made mud and put it in the man's eyes. That's something natural. Why do that? Why was that necessary? It's not uncommon for there to be a natural and a spiritual working together. The devil has heaped condemnation on people in our camp. You know, if you have symptoms, if you're using medicine or medical help. But that's a lie. It's a trick of the devil. We shouldn't be condemned that we've got symptoms or feel like we need some natural help. We should be thrilled that healing belongs to us. We should be excited and thrilled that we have a healer who never changes. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Somebody say, I have a healer. I have the healer. The healer. Glory to God. And you know, nothing works. Let's say you're gonna take some medicine or you're gonna do a procedure. Nothing works like it should unless you mix faith with it. You can take a natural thing that would have a marginal effect and mix some faith with it and increase its effect tenfold.
Yes, that's true.
Or more. It's not an either or. Now, if the Lord checks you and deals with you, don't do that, well, then don't do that. But every situation, you just check your heart. But when he says, get you a plaster and put on that boil, what do? I don't use means. I'm just going to trust God. Trust God or die. We can figure what's going to happen to you. You're already talking about dying. I'm going to trust God or die. You better listen to God and live.
Amen.
Listen to God, believe what he said, and put the plaster on. Are y'all okay? This might have been a little different than what we were thinking, but oh, somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
My healer.
My
forever. Unchanging.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Never let anybody or anything tell you it's not God's will to heal you or not God's will to heal you yet. Regardless of what you have experienced, He was ready, He is ready, He does not change.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me